This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
So glutathione is pretty important, yeah? Yep, absolutely. Other ways that you can know that if you have low glutathione levels, how many of you use Purell hand sanitizer? Yeah, I see quite a few hands going up. Using hand sanitizers like Purell, whatever you may use with all the different chemicals in there, actually depletes your glutathione levels. When you take Tylenol, Advil, acetaminophen, whatever, those NSAID medications literally rip the glutathione out of the cell. So you're actually depleting your body's own natural antioxidant and replacing it with known toxins. So our detox system is a twofold system. In the capsule that you take in the morning, it actually gives you all of the necessary building blocks to build glutathione up in your cells. So it's built, your body's building glutathione, it's flowing through your system throughout the course of the day, pulling all those toxins out, all those extra xenoestrogens, and binding them together. Before you go to bed at night, you take a capsule of activated charcoal. The charcoal actually binds the toxins, and then when you get up in the morning and go to, and have your first BM, then it's going to safely eliminate all of those toxins that it absorbed through the night as you were sleeping. There are tons and tons and tons of different detox systems out on the market today. How do you know which one is the best? Well, I personally think ours is the best, but I'm biased. But the reason, there's a reason for it, because we have the two-step component. It's got that binding factor, because when you have a detox system that just has one component that you take in the morning, yeah, it's pulling the toxins out in the morning or throughout the day, and you may get that nauseous, queasy feeling when you go to the bathroom in the morning. It's not the most pleasant experience. But because you don't have that binding factor, it actually allows the body to reabsorb some of those toxins that are being pulled out. So that's why anytime someone comes to me and asks me, hey, whether it's in the office or out socially and people find out I'm a doctor, they're like, hey, what do you want to do? What can I do as far as a detox system? Like, if you're going to choose anything, it needs to have two components to make sure that you're safely binding those toxins and eliminating them in the morning. All right. So that's a lot of information we just threw at you, right?
Have you learned something yet? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yay.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to show you how to work out effectively. So everybody on your feet. This is our Max T3 program. This is interval burst training. So a couple different great benefits for using burst training is it's going to help increase human growth hormone, testosterone. It's going to decrease cortisol. And the great thing about all, which is the stress hormone, thank you.
Decrease stress,
and it's actually going to help you burn fat for up to 36 hours post-exercise. So would you rather work out for 45 minutes and only burn fat for that 45 minutes, or would you rather work out for about 15 minutes and burn fat for 36 hours?
Yeah, you might as well.
The second one, absolutely. So let's see.
So what we're going to do we'll have two groups. We'll have a group that can be more advanced and a group that's a more of a beginner group. So the beginner group, we're just going to do 20 seconds. Well, everyone's going to do 20 seconds on, 20 seconds off. 20 seconds on, 20. We're going to do three times. So the people in the beginner group, you're just going to punch the air. Okay? People in the more advanced group, we are going to do squats. So squats are not, like, people get nervous with squats. Squats, knees should not go over the toes. It's a straight butt down motion, right? So you got enough room that if you got to, like, turn to the side a little, like a, that's okay because I know we're in quite
court. Do not rip your pants.
Right? And then the team up here, right? So beginner, right? If you're like, I got bad hips, bad knees, we're going to do air squats. And it's not like a, like, it's quick. It's quick. So Dr. Grant's going to be the advanced group. Okay, no, that's fine. No, that's so fine. That's so fine. That's so fine. That's right. He's not going to be the advanced group because he is going to pump up the jam. Done. Yeah. Go.
Okay. And go.
I thought you were doing this. You chose the pump of the jam.
10 more seconds.
Go as hard as you can. Squat. That'll. Guys, can I have a seat? Thank you. Vanna Whiteboards.
Vanna. The docks and the Vanna Whiteboards.
So, even with that little bit of movement that was kind of not well orchestrated, does anyone feel like their heart rate's up just a bit? Right? It doesn't take a whole lot to get your heart rate up. So, when you're looking like, I don't have a gym membership, I don't have 2 hours to get a cake, don't. Because when you're doing these long two-hour workouts, what happens is it increases your stress hormone, cortisol. So think, oftentimes we're exercising to get rid of what? Right? All that extra excess adipose tissue. But when you're doing these two-hour workouts, it's increasing cortisol, which keeps fat around those midsections, butt, and thighs. Does that make sense to everybody? Quick. This is one. We'll have some upcoming burst trainings in the office. Now.
We'll not be dancing like that.
Before. That may likely be the one and only time occurrence that you see these awesome dance moves. So, I have something really special for today, and I've been so looking forward to this. Can we get Jen?
Where's she at?
Hey, hi, friend.
She has no clue what's going on.
Yeah, so this is so fun. Oh yeah, let's give Jen a round of applause.
Woo!
Yeah. So we didn't ask you, but I just made sure that your husband made sure that you looked real nice, just in case. So he was in on it. So, Jen, do you know why you're up here?
I have no idea.
Oh, I love this. Come on over here. No freakouts. No freakouts. Maybe. She asked me if she was going to cry. So we started doing something beginning of this year that we call our, you can hold on to this just in case, that we call our Warrior Award. So we have some patients who have dedicated their life to changing not only their lives, but spreading that throughout the community, right? Because there's so many times that there's these unnecessary diagnoses of autoimmune disease, cancer, diabetes, all these things that we know being in here, just the small amount that you've learned today, we know we can help with. And, you know, there's a handful of us in the office, but our mission is to change the way that healthcare is viewed and managed. But we're on a mission. So every one of you here now is on that mission with us, and Jen has been one of the most exemplary people that I could ever think about who's done that. And what I think is so awesome is that when we as a team came up and talked about who we thought would be our warrior patients, Jen instantly came to mind. And this was months ago. And yesterday, she met with a patient who reached out to me who, may I share your story? Yeah. I do it a lot. Jen, why don't you just share your, okay. So that's fair. I didn't actually let her know she was coming up on stage. Jen got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, which you may or may not know is an autoimmune disease. And so basically that autoimmune disease for a lot of people is a death sentence because your immune system eats away at your own joints. Typically, they'll tell you that you will be not mobile or in a wheelchair within years after diagnosis. She had osteoarthritis, degenerative disc disease, but she had an awesome husband who dragged her into the office and said, what do you have to lose? And now, Jen's been a patient for 3 years, 4 years? Almost 4 years. How many medications are you on?
Zero.
Zero medications. How many wheelchairs do you have to use?
Zero.
And has literally made it so that, correct me if I'm wrong, your rheumatologist said that you're now in remission from your autoimmune disease. How amazing is that? Can you just give her a round of applause? So Jen's gracious enough to allow us to share her story And so more recently, I had a patient who got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Everyone around her said, you'll be in a wheelchair in years. And so she met with her on Friday and took her time out to spread with her more of what she's doing, living the five essentials, you know, what she specifically does. But just to instill hope in someone who may not have it, I think is one of the most amazing things that you can do. And so we have this special little gift for you. One, you get to be on a plaque in the office. Aww. So your name will forever be ingrained up there.
Jennifer, really?
That's technically your legal name. And then this is for you. Aww. So it is a nice little, I'm going to get fingerprints on it, but it's a nice little clock. It has your name engraved on there as one of our warrior awards. Aww. So. I just want to thank you for everything that you've done, the light of ours that you've impacted.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
You're not looking at
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
How awesome. You know, I think that's one of the things that when we talk about what we do within Greenwood Family Chiropractic is there's so many people who are sick, suffering, and dying, and they're praying for answers, and it's answers we have in the office. You know, there's people who are sick, and they come into our office, and they get well. There are people who are well, and they come into our office, and they learn how to stay well. You know, a lot of the times we have to think that you're on, you know, 10 different medications and we've got to reverse this. You look at, we only brought one of our multiple drug-free warrior bins, but this is what happens when you start living and embodying the five essentials. You know, and that's one where people always wonder, like, how long should I be in your office for? And I'm like, how long do you want that for? You know, how long do you want to fight disease process? How long do you want to learn? How long do you want to be proactive on your health? That's how long, right? But when we talk about in terms of spine and nervous system. So this is one that is often the most forgotten, right? People always come in and they say, well, I do. I eat right and I exercise. I do all of these things. But I'm like, are you getting adjusted? Well, no. Or yeah, no, I totally see a chiropractor. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. What's his name? Her name, or maybe. But I'm like, what's their name? It's, when was the last time you adjusted? I think it's been like 6 or 7 years. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, what you don't realize is the spine-brain connection. Even when we talk about testosterone, what I passed over is that although testosterone is created in the testes and the adrenal glands, it's actually regulated by your pituitary system. That's in your brain, right? So your brain has everything. So think about this. Your brain ultimately has to communicate messages down through the spinal cord and out along those nerves. It regulates every single cell, organ, and tissue in your body. Heart beating, lungs breathing, stomach digesting. I'll put this up so you can see it a little bit more. It's one of my most favorite charts because I think it gives a little bit more of a front and center so everyone can see it. So your brain inevitably what takes those messages, sends them down through the spinal cord and out along those nerves. Heart beating, lungs breathing, stomach digesting. People don't necessarily think about when you say, hey, I need to rebalance hormones. And I'm like, cool, you should get adjusted. They're like, why? Hey, you know, I've got high blood pressure. I'm like, oh, maybe you should get adjusted. All right. We don't treat organ systems. We treat processes to the spine that degenerate organ systems. Because think about this. Imagine if I take a pair of scissors and I cut the nerve that goes out to your heart. Guess what happens? Yeah, you die. So instead, what happens if I just put you at a desk all day or have you in a car accident when you were 25 years old? And I take these bones in the neck and I shift them and I crush the nerve that goes out to your thyroid. Or in the lower back, right? People are like, oh, I've got all this lower back pain. These are the nerves that go out to all the digestion organs, that deal with reproduction, that deal with rebalance of hormones. How important is that? Because here's the problem is that out of all the nerves inside your body, 7% go to things that feel pain. 93% are function. So a lot of the times people are like, I had a woman more recently. It was like, yeah, I've listened to you on the radio for like a year, but I never really had a reason to come into your office until now. And I'm like, So I have a little bit more work to do on the radio show, that education component, right? Because she's like, well, now I've got all these problems and I need to come see you. I'm like, what? But you, a year. So I'm like, okay. Right. So, but this is where we've got to look at as a whole in terms of it controls all function. So many times we're always looking at the outside in component, right? What can I change for nutrition? What can I change for detoxification? It's this outside in component, but no one's addressing that inside out. We call it ADIO, above, down, inside out. That's every single cell, organ, and tissue in the body. Because think about, if you were to pass away and you had a dead body and I injected it with glutathione, how well do you think that body is going to utilize it? It won't, right? Because it doesn't have that life energy and source that goes out and controls the organs. Now, when you're looking at a whole, in order for function to be at 100% from the brain down the spinal cord out the nerves, your spine has to look just like this from the side. So you're looking at a curve in the neck. Researchers call this the arc of life. Reason being is because for anything to get down through here, it's got to come through here first and foremost. Wait, oh, yes. You know you're a chiropractor when you're like, oh, they forgot a spine, and then you look behind you and you see a giant spine. You're like, you know that if you can't see this, it's a problem. So just like this, normal is where you should be nice and straight from the front, three curves from the side, just like this. That's the function and flow. Now, oftentimes what happens, though, is those bones will shift, and you'll see a loss of curvature in the neck. So on the left, can you see the x-ray? So what happens is when you lose that, it goes backwards. Do you guys know what a banana is? Yes or no? Okay, perfect. What happens if you make a banana go backwards? What happens to the insides? Okay, so now imagine you have this nice banana curve, and you take those bones and shift them and make them go backwards. What do you think happens to the nerves inside of your spine? Do they get better or worse? Worse, right? Because there's damage through here. It's like pinching off a garden hose, right? Because what happens is you pinch off that garden hose, but instead of the end, this nice flower bed, you have organ systems that need that message from the brain. That's every life organ and system. Now, oftentimes people will ask me, you know, like, okay, but what does this really have to do with the spine? This is what I think is awesome about chiropractic. The more and more, so think about this, because people think that bones shifting is like an old person's disease. Well, you're not that old. Why would, how old do you think this patient is? Well, 40? How? Any other guesses? 20? She's 12. So think about what's happening to the spinal cord through here. Mom and dad were patients under care, got her daughter checked. Guess what her symptoms were? We haven't gone through symptoms yet, so this is fair. A lot of times people say headaches, neck pain, back pain. She had zero symptoms. She had not one symptom. And so you think about when people are like, well, why should I get checked? I feel great. I have no symptoms. Symptoms are your body's warning sign. Symptoms are your body trying to tell you, hey, there's underlying damage that's going on. But typically, as a society, when we don't feel good, we go to the doctor with a symptom, and they typically give us what? Medicine. If that doesn't work, you go back. They give you a different what? And if that doesn't work, you go to the specialist who gives you the bigger and better. And if none of that works, inevitably they want to do what? Surgery. So in our society, when we see a symptom, what we'll do is we'll try to drug that symptom, drug it, and if all it fails, we'll cut it out. But symptoms are your body trying to tell you something. But we've been so ingrained in life to just close our eyes and say, hey, if I don't see it, it's not there. Right? We cover it. Your estrogen levels or your testosterone levels are low, right? So here's some testosterone. We look back, everything's great. But then you stop taking the testosterone, and guess what happens? Right? It never really gets down to the root cause of the problem. So what we need to look at differently, because, right, we talked about this. In our society, are we healthy or sick? Sick, right? We said it from the very beginning. We are sick. So do we want to keep doing the same thing that we've been doing for all of this time and continue down that path and process? Or do we want to do something different today? Do we want to do something different? Yes or no? Yes, right? Because here's my biggest fear about doing these is that you guys are like powered up and you're super excited and then you walk through those doors and nothing changes in your life. Because if nothing changes in here and out there, guess what your health happens? Nothing. Nothing changes. You have to be proactive, right? You have to see these as opportunities and not obligations. So when you look at, now through here, when we look at symptoms, guess, you guys have a purple sheet in your folder? Should be on your right-hand side. So guests will have this one. Current patients will have this one. Well, everyone will have this one. So this one you can follow along a little bit more. So you're looking at symptoms. So we're going to start all the way up, and we're going to work your way down. Put your fingers up like this. wave them in the air. Right, and you're going to take underneath your earlobes, you're going to take those fingers, you're going to pull down just a little bit. You feel that bump? That's C1. That's the very, very top bone in your neck. It's the atlas. It's where your world sits. You can relax your hands. These are all the nerves that go back up into your head. So if you had damage, oftentimes you'll see symptoms like headaches, neck pain, back pain, numbness and tingling, headaches, high blood pressure. Right? So they actually did a research study right through here, found that a specific adjustment to this top bone actually lowers blood pressure better than two medications combined. University of Chicago, Journal of Hypertension. This is eyes, ears, nose, throat, sinuses, headaches, dizziness, problems sleeping, anxiety, depression. They actually found that serotonin, right? Serotonin is your happy, healthy mood regulator, stems all the way right up through here. As well, you guys remember Christopher Reeve's old Superman? You guys remember him, yes or no? So this top bone, remember, after he fell, his lungs started to shut down. So he was on a respirator, a pacemaker for his heart, a colostomy bag for his bowels, all the way up through here. All he did, break C1. Why? Because this is a start where everything needs to go, right? If you move down into the middle portion, nerves in the middle of the neck, right? Anyone, you like rub your neck, you're like, oh, I got some neck pain. Or this is the one I like, it's kind of that cross the shoulder tension where you're like, hey, just shove your thumb in there a little bit harder, right? Can you dig in there? Those are the nerves that go out to the thyroid. So have a lot to do with energy level, hormone balance, weight loss resistance, chronic fatigue, right? Oftentimes people will have, you're like, I'm doing everything right. I literally am having half of a chicken breast and a salad. That's all I eat every day. I'm at the gym for 5 hours a day, right? And then you step on the scale and you're like, I've gained 6 pounds. Right? That's oftentimes a hormone-related problem. Nerves in the lower part of the neck, right? So those are the ones, shoulders, elbows, tips of the fingers, numbness and tingling in the hand, shoulder pain, elbow pain, right? Those are the nerves that go right out to the heart and the lungs. Because you think about this, when you're having that massive heart attack, typically what's the first sign of a heart attack? Right? Arm pain, numbness and tingling in the hand. Right? Some people are like, yeah, my hands go numb, but I mean, it's every now and again. It's just when I sleep funny. I'm like, no, that's a huge warning sign of your body. Your body is trying to tell you, hey, there's underlying damage that's going on, right? Same thing, the nerves in the middle, those are the ones that go out to the stomach. So think about if you're compressing the nerve that goes out to the stomach, can't it regulate the acid influx? Yes or no? No, right? So if you're damaging the nerves that go out there, that organ is not functioning right. So you see someone's like, oh, well, I only have acid reflux when I have tomatoes or orange juice or something spicy. And you think about, well, then how come I can have all the spicy things in the world and I don't have that same acid reflux? Because something else underlying in your body is going on, right? That's a symptom for you. Nerves in the lower back, ones that run down to the hips, knees, tips of the toes. Anyone in here ever have sciatic pain?
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Glorious, glorious. Got a chance to start again. I was born for this, born for this.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
Anyone in here ever have sciatic pain? Yep, right? Those are compression of the nerves in your lower back. Sciatic pain is not a leg problem, right? You'd never cut out your leg if you had sciatic pain, but you'd address the sciatic nerve right through here. Those are the nerves that go out to all your digestion organs, reproductive organs, right? When we talk about rebalancing of hormones, bowel and bladder. Right, that's where you see someone's like, oh, I'm constipated, oh, I've got diarrhea, or you have a mixture of the two. You're like, oh, what is that called? And you're like, oh, I'm just irritable bowel, right? These are your symptoms. Because guess what happens? Say you have high blood pressure, right? And I give you a blood pressure medication. Do you still have high blood pressure, yes or no? Yes, because when you go off the medication, guess what comes right back? Blood pressure, right? That's why you see people on 2, 3, 4 different medications for whether it be blood pressure, statins, right, for your cholesterol, diabetes, because the root cause is never being affected, right? That's why we have to look at the spine, right? And so oftentimes people will say, well, why would my spine shift out of alignment? And it could be something like slips and falls, right, car accidents. Now we have tons of repetitive microtraumas, right? We're texting, we're typing, we're driving. So this is what we look at in the office. What we do that's very, very different. And some people say, I've seen chiropractors we don't look at just the structure, we look at correcting the structure. So one of the first things that we look at in the office is posture. Posture is a great window into your spine. So say you've lost the curve in your neck, right? If anyone's like, hey, you got to sit up more straight. So you're like this, that loss of curve, I see it so much now with kids. That's a loss of curve in the neck. Or if you ever look in the mirror, you ever see like a shoulder that's higher, your purse kind of falls off or your shirt doesn't sit right, right? That's a shoulder that's higher. Or does anyone have their pants wear differently at the bottom? Right? That's often how people say, well, my leg is short. Anatomically, unless you've had a joint replacement, it's less than 1% of the population that has a leg that's shorter. But what happens, though, is say your pelvis is rotated. Right? Do you think that one leg might look shorter? Do you think that one leg of the pant might wear faster than the other? Right? But it compresses all of these nerves. You can get adjusted all day, every day. What we do specifically at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is we look at structural correction. Because think, if these nerves are damaged, you can get adjusted, you might feel good for a while, but guess what's still there? The cause. And so more so we look at, it's kind of a mixture between specific corrective chiropractic care as well as neuromuscular reeducation. So it's designed to help retrain the muscles to actually look at. So what we do is pre and post x-rays typically. So if we find that you've got damage and it warrants taking x-rays, what we have to do is follow up, right? If your hips look like this and your low back hurts, don't you want to know if that changes in a couple months? Yes or no? Yes, absolutely, right? We've got to get down because those nerves are still damaged. So you think about this. So say you were to come into our office, go through initial exam, consultation. We do a weight differential, so it actually looks at if you're carrying more weight on one side than the other. Think if your hips are rotated like this and you have hip or knee pain, there's a likelihood that you're carrying more weight on one side than the other, right? You, like this. I mean, you don't actually look like this, but you feel like this sometimes, right? We'll look at that as well. We have a scan that's created by NASA. Let's just see if there's any damage or inflammation throughout the nerves in your neck. And full spine. But so look at this. If you were to look at exam, consultation, all of those evaluation processes, you don't have insurance, how much do you think it would cost you? $1,000? I had a patient who her daughter went to the emergency room because they thought she broke her pinky. That one x-ray of her pinky cost her $450. And it wasn't broken. Unfortunate. Yeah, a couple thousand. I actually want to, we like to celebrate wins in our office. And, you know, like when Jen comes up here, we love to celebrate wins. And so I have some wins of some patients who decided that they wanted to share kind of some of the changes that they've seen in the office. So if you guys want to come on up, everyone give them a round of applause. So you want to come over here. So this is Sarah. Everyone say, hi, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Okay, so I'm going to give you this. And then I'm going to, yep, it's going to be real. Okay. Like, almost rest on your chin. So what were some of the things that you experienced before you started in the office? What was life like for you?
I've been, since I was 8 years old, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So I've had diabetes about 31, almost 32 years. The older that I got, just after I had children, started having complications, was diagnosed with fibromyalgia years ago and just in chronic pain all the time, going to different doctors and putting me on all kinds of different pain medications, any medicine you could think of, and I was just getting worse and worse and worse. So a friend of ours had kept suggesting to come and see Dr. Leanne at our church, and I was kind of hesitant for a little while because I just felt like hopeless because I had been to, you know, so many different doctors. And so I finally did. I finally went and just started feeling wonderful, getting adjusted, and everything just makes so much sense, you know.
So what are some of the changes that you've experienced since starting under
well,
care?
Well, I've had my pelvis is one of those, actually, I found out that's completely tilted, and I had been going to physical therapy the last year and a half and getting worse. Like, my back pain has been atrocious. So I've really just, my back has started feeling better. I've started feeling better. I mean, you always have your good days and your bad days with the fibromyalgia, but I'm really trying to do my best as far as the healthy living and everything and starting that and just starting to feel like I've got my life back and hope because I felt hopeless for so long.
That's...
Yes, I did. And I'd been out of work for a while, and so I just started a new job about a month ago, so that was wonderful.
Because you can now.
Yes, because I physically felt like I couldn't because I was in so much pain all the time, and I used to work full-time. I'd been a medical rep for 13 years and had lost my job, and things just kind of kept going downhill, and you know, you lose your confidence, and so this has really helped me get my confidence back, too.
Awesome.
Thanks for sharing.
All right. Come on down. So we have Jerry and Vilma. Say hi, Jerry. Hi, Vilma. Okay. So this is one. Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is one where I love you each individually, but I love you more as a whole family. Like, we are a full family office. Some people are like, I don't really like the kids holler. And I'm like, you should come at 7:45 then, because any other time they're in the office. Our goal is not to get one individual well. Our goal is to get families well. Because you think about, what does that look like if you're being well and your loved one isn't there with you, right? We want to live the life of our dreams with the health, going to meet those three most important things in your life with your health. What does that look like if your one and only isn't there with you? So this is why I like this right now. Mm-hmm. So why don't you share, do you want to, let's do you first and then we'll do, let's do them together. So what are, with both of you, some of the things that before you started in the office, what was life like? What were some of the things you experienced?
Okay, I like to tell the story of, I had listened to her for a year. I'm one of those. I'm a minister, and I was driving home on Sunday nights, and I would listen to her show. But I'm a little bit of a skeptic, and more than that, I'm a procrastinator. And so I just put it off and put it off. But I had horrible hip pain. And ultimately, I was our church is in Broad Ripple, and I was having lunch with my associate minister at one of our favorite restaurants, which is a block and a half away from our parking lot. And my hip was really, really bothering me to the point that I paid for my lunch early and said, I'm going to start back early because I'm not going to make it back. And I walked half a block, and I just couldn't walk any further. I just had to stop and lean against the wall there at Indy CD and Vinyl, if you know where that is. And I could look down the street, and I could literally see my car. But I thought I was going to have to call an Uber to get me to my car one block away. I was in so much pain. Finally, it took me about 15 or 20 minutes to get there, but I finally got there, and I called her. Yeah. This year is different because I'm now going down to Hoosier National Forest and doing 6 and 7 mile hikes.
Yes, that's awesome.
And a tidbit that you don't know, and neither one of you know this, but it was always my goal when I was a young man to get a black belt. And I had worked on it in my 40s. But got to the point where it just hurt too much. Last year, I got my black belt.
Did you really? Awesome.
Yeah. I need to be sure you understand everything. For that, I'm going to need the help to my husband. I'm going to tell you in Spanish, okay? My business, me... Mi negocio es limpiar casas y oficina. Es bien duro mi trabajo.
My business is cleaning houses and cleaning offices, and it's very physically hard.
Cuando yo vine donde mi quiropráctico, todos los días cuando yo venía de mi trabajo, yo venía...
Do I need to interpret that?
Every single day when I'm coming from my job, I listen to my car walking here and sitting in the chair and not can do anything more. Really pain, and here was really pain. I came to walk. The chiropractic say is your pain. Right now, I feel really good, no pain. I have a lot of energy. I was with high and the doctor say, you are well, no more medicine.
Woo!
Unfortunately, when I'm coming, I was suffering first with thyroid, and the doctor in Colombia made the decision to take off my thyroid. And I was suffering with my eyes, with what is the name? The glaucoma. The doctor with the glaucoma say is inevitable, is stopping. Is and the doctor say, unfortunate, we can to restore all was bad. But I believe my God is powerful to reverse everything. And I believe God is going to make a miracle. The big miracle is to be here.
So let me ask you this just to wrap up then is to really look at, so now that Vilma, you're off blood pressure medications, the progression of glaucoma has stopped, you failed to mention that you've lost over 40 pounds in the office. 40? How amazing is that? I'll mentor for you. What, with the ministry that you have, doing God's work, like, where, how, what does that affect? How does that affect your marriage, your ministry? What's life like now?
Yeah, I told her that it was dangerous to give your microphone to two preachers. But I met Vilma. She was doing ministry in Colombia, and that's how we got together. I already spoke Spanish by then. So I have the church up in Broad Ripple, but we also have a ministry in Colombia that we work with. And actually in 2 weeks I'm going to be heading down there. Just to have the energy. You know, I listed on those three priorities. I mean, just that's important to be reminded. Christ first. Wife, family second. Ministry third. Those things are extremely important to me. I hope to never retire.
Yep. Awesome.
But going to overseas missions, and you have to be active, and there's not a comfortable chair in the country of Colombia. you're walking all the time. Plus, one of the ministries that we have a scholarship program for young people down there to help them to be able to reinvest in their community, and one of our graduates has started his own sports ministry and is working in an area where, and I'm not exaggerating when I say literally, the children of drug traffickers and assassins are on these teams because they don't want their children to become like them. And in a couple of weeks, I get to participate, play with the kids. And so there's a tournament that we have every year when I go down there called Los Viejos Contra de los Jóvenes. Means the old guys versus the young guys. And for the last 2 years, the old guys have won, but I've just kind of taken up a space, you know, in the sidelines. But this year I'm playing center fullback.
Nice. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I woke up today with a smile on my face. Sounds like a song I wrote yesterday, but I feel that way again. I'm feeling real, real good again.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
I want you guys to all say this because I think it's really good before we get started. Say, I can. Say it like you mean it now. Say, I can.
I can.
Good. Because that has to be your mindset shift now is there's a lot of like, well, I don't know if I can. Everyone's like, well, I think, but I don't know if I can. And so I realize that now we're going to go through is that that's going to be our secret word is I. Okay, cool. Let's rock.
Whether you say you can or you can't, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, there's a little slide. No, whatever. Hey, I'm hands-free now. Yay. Okay, so jumping into maximized nutrients. Standard American diet, too much sugar, causes too much insulin to flow through your system, wreaks havoc on your hormones. So the reason being is as you have elevated levels of insulin in your blood sugar, it causes, there's a direct inverse relationship between sugar and insulin and, where's the word I'm looking for here, sex hormone binding globulin. So this is the hormone that actually binds to testosterone and estrogen and transports it through your blood system out to the different tissues, causing it to be utilized. So really, when it comes down to it, what happens with nutrition, we've got the traditional pyramid where, what is it up on the top? Oils, salts, fats, it's the smallest amount. We really want to flip that. The good, healthy fats, you want to have that at the bottom, and it's the refined carbohydrates, the breads, the pastas, wheat, and so on that you want to have up at the very top and eat that in minimal amounts. Go ahead and next slide. So the advanced plan, Maximize Living Advanced Plan, we are always talking about fats, proteins, carbohydrates, all of the different macronutrients that we really want to utilize to balance the hormones that are free-flowing through your system. If they're out of whack, let's get them back using the advanced plan system. So you've got your good and bad fats, eat more healthy fats and eliminate the damaged ones. Proteins is going to be the naturally raised, versus unnaturally raised product, go organic and natural, and then carbohydrates. Whole carbohydrates, which are your green leafy vegetables versus the simple carbohydrates, the refined, which are, again, the white pastas, white potatoes. You want to eat more vegetables and eliminate those refined grains. We're going to try and run through this fast. Those of you who are in the office, you know I've got my running shoes in on Fridays because I'm adjusting by myself. I forgot those at home today, but we're running fast. Let's see, glycemic carbs. Those are, again, your green vegetables. Broccoli, spinach, asparagus, things that take some time for your body to break down, they're more fibrous. The moderate glycemic, those are your white and sweet potatoes, corn, white rice, couscous. And your high glycemic are the like things that dump sugar directly into your bloodstream, whether it's puffed cereal, honey, fruit juice, things along those lines. Again, those are going to elevate insulin levels, drop that SHBG, and really mess with your testosterone and estrogen levels.
So what do they want to do for advanced plan?
So, for advanced plan, you want to go with... Thank you.
Yep.
That's a great question. I'm glad. Softball. So you want to eat your lower glycemic, your veggies. Eat your green vegetables. It's that simple. It says... Where was it? So... there it is. Sorry. High glycemic carbs. Eat these carbs only in recovery from exercise. If you're one of those individuals who has the extra weight that you want to lose or you have some sort of metabolic syndrome, whether it's diabetes, heart disease, cancer, you want to stick with the lower glycemic carbs. Those individuals who are on a bodybuilding routine or regimen, whatever it might be in that situation, then you can start to incorporate high glycemic carbs in that instance, but that's not really... Advanced plan, that's more of the core plan where we start to introduce those healthier, natural forms of sugar.
Yeah, so we want to take out all sugar, so excess added sugar, which is our kind of thing up there. You don't think about ketchup and peanut butter and all the extra added sugar that's in there. We want to look at minimizing the things that turn into sugar, right? And that's really important because we're going to go through an exercise because you look at corn. Corn, is it a grain or a vegetable?
Grain.
Grains, unfortunately, turn into sugar. So regardless of this is biochemistry, grains turn into sugar. So that means couscous, that means rice, that means, right, we talked about the pastas, the flours. Those things all turn into sugar. When your amylase breaks down, it turns right into sugar. So your body doesn't know if it's coming from a banana, from an ice cream cone, or from a sweet potato. Right, or potato, because those are all things that turn directly into sugar. So our goal is to teach you how to read labels, because we'll be up here all day if we don't teach you how to read labels. But it's not just sugar. It's not the occult. Like, I don't need ice cream and candy bars. Like, it's the things that turn into sugar in your body, which I think is really important.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So for the men specifically, research presented at the Endocrine Society's 91st annual meeting in Washington, D.C. found that sugar ingestion caused a man's testosterone level to drop by up to 25%.
So you have someone who's like, I have low T. What do I do? I'm like, get on the advanced plan.
Yeah, stop eating sugar.
Right? Hey, I have, you know, my estrogens through. What do I do? And then, hey, I've got thyroid problem. What do I do? Advanced plan. And a lot of the times, somebody pushed me to break, and they're like, well, I don't have all this weight to lose. And you're like, this isn't, it's about healthy cells. And when cells are healthy, when you have unhealthy cells, that's where weight falls off, right? If you are one, you're like, I don't need to lose a whole bunch of weight, then you still have the advanced plan because right. It's about healthy cells. It's not about weight loss.
Right.
Weight loss is a great side effect of healthy cells.
You may not have a ton of weight to lose, but you may have low testosterone for them, you know?
Yeah.
So what that study actually did, the research tested 21 men between the ages of 25 and 65 with varying levels of insulin resistance. There were 9 individuals who had no insulin resistance issues whatsoever, 9 with impaired resistance, and 3 individuals with actually type 2 diabetes. All 3 groups, regardless of their insulin resistance level, demonstrated a drop in testosterone with a spike in insulin. So it does not matter where you are in that instance. Again, you may not have the weight to lose, but you can still suffer from low T as a result of eating too much sugar.